You know what? They brought me in here for a reason. That was to showcase what I can do on the field. And obviously, if somebody goes down, then it's my turn to come in. So I'm just do what I can do and showcase my best of my ability.
Have you kind of been itching for more opportunities on Sundays?
Oh, no doubt, man. I've been waiting for it for a long time, and unfortunately, it had to be my boy getting hurt. But I got to step in and do the job, so that's what I'm going to do.
How much you feel for Corey? You just had that big game on Sunday, and then this happened.
You know what? That's what come with the game. I texted him, and I really couldn't believe like it happened as well. So I texted him, and I was like, did you really break your hand? And he was like, yeah, you got to step up now. And I mean, that was the end of that, man. It comes with the game. Injuries come with this game.
Is the challenge in getting ready to play a little bit easier with knowing that you've got Kessler and you and him have a relationship back to a rookie mini camp, essentially?
Me and Cody, we'll do pretty good, man. I'm looking forward to see what Cody can do. Not only that, but it's going to be like my first NFL game because I'm going to get a lot of reps this game. So I'm looking forward towards the challenge and see where we go from there.
I know it's only your third game in the NFL, but if the veterans told you how unusual it is to lose two quarterbacks in 2 weeks and then lose, you know, one of your top receivers?
Not really. It's just been an issue where the next guy got to come up. So it's a lot of onus on me, and I got to step up and do the job. Not only me, but the rest of the receivers as well.
What's the biggest challenge getting ready for a third quarterback in 3 weeks?
Biggest challenge, I say, is just getting him ready. Cody, he might have a little nervousness coming into this game, knowing that he's starting and you got to make the right throws and it's going to be on TV and all this kind of stuff. So I'm going to get him ready. I'm going to try my best. I mean, I've been doing it for a long time and working with him after practice, try to get the timing down with me and Ricardo, so I'm doing my best to get him ready, and we're going to see how it looks Sunday.
What do you have to do yourself to get ready?
I got to know the positions. I got to know X position. I got to know the zebra position in case Hawk goes down. So, man, it's a lot on me, so I got to make sure I'm ready.
Can you talk about how in college, you played in more of a pro-style offense, mm-hmm. and you did all the things that you kind of have to do at this level. How mm-hmm. has that helped you?
Well, a lot of the routes that we run is like man-to-man. So just being in a pro-style offense, we threw the ball down the field. We had routes where we had to get open. So coming here, it was just about the same thing. You got routes where you got to get open. And I think this scheme fit me pretty well.
How hard is it the first couple weeks when you're only playing like whatever, one or a couple snaps at a time? And then to find that timing, and I'm thinking about that play at the end of the half when you went in and Josh was looking for you on that sideline.
What's your question?
Like, how hard is it when you're only playing a couple of snaps to get comfortable and getting any kind of rhythm with the quarterback?
You know what? It's hard, man. It's hard not knowing when your one rep is going to come in and you got to make that play. But it's my job, and it's I see it as another opportunity to capitalize. So when the ball comes to me, I got to make that play.
What happened on that interception route? Did you overthrow it, or were you supposed to be a little deeper?
I put that on me. I gave Josh like a bad look. I should have broke out, and then he threw it to another spot. So I think that was my fault, but you can blame me on that. It won't happen again.
Is that one of those things where you kind of get thrown into the game cold and just coming off the bench and
you
have to?
Well, I knew what I should have did, but it was just one of those things where we didn't connect, and we got to move forward from that.
Sherrod, you told us, I think it was during training camp, you wanted to score 7 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Does that start Sunday?
Sure, I might get 4 Sunday, so sure. Y'all stay tuned, man.